Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Insect cyborgs almost sounds like a scary science fiction premise, but it's something the University of Michigan researchers are studying as a way to monitor hazardous situations while not exposing humans. How would it work? Well, to find out, I'm joined by Professor Khalil Najafi, the Chair of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the U of M College of Engineering. Welcome to the program, Professor.
Oh, thank you very much, Michael.
So what are we talking about? Insects that would somehow be harnessed with monitoring equipment and then sent on their way?
Yeah, that's the final vision, because in a lot of hazardous situations, it's difficult to get, to get robots, obviously people, to go and monitor the situation, if you have an earthquake or if there's something like, the nuclear event in Japan and so forth. If you want to get access or information from some of these dangerous places, then you need to send in robots, but typically robots are very large, so you'd like to have very small, maybe ideally flying platforms that can go in, but it's very difficult to make extremely small man-made machines that can be controlled and be efficient. And so the idea is if some of these insects that are beautifully engineered and built by nature could just be maneuvered into these places.
Now, putting the equipment on the insects is one thing, but how would we go about controlling their movement?
Yeah, so there was a project here at the University of Michigan, and that project has ended, and it basically had two parts to it. One was if you did have a sort of an insect, let's say a flying beetle, would you be able to control its its motion, its flight path? And actually, another one of our faculty, who is now at the University of California, Berkeley, did some of this work. And the way you would do it is if you can basically get access or control the flight muscles of essentially these insects by electrical stimulation. So if you could control the signals that the nerve that eventually goes to those flight muscles, then you can turn the wing on and off, so to speak, or you could steer the insect to go where it needs to go. So that's one aspect, is the control of the muscle and of the bug. But then the other thing is where do you get the energy that you need in order to monitor or to operate the sensors or the systems that that have to be mounted on the bug.
And why insects rather than like a small bird or small mammals of some sort?
Primarily size. Of course you could potentially use birds, but the larger animals obviously are more complicated and then maybe not as easy. I think when it comes to insects, insects have a fairly straightforward, very elegant, but fairly straightforward system. They're abundant, so to speak, and so that was just primarily because of size, perhaps the ease of potentially mounting them with, mounting on them some kind of a sensor platform.
Now, the picture I saw included a solar cell on the back of the insect, so would it be a combination of solar power and then power generated by the insect itself?
Yeah, so the solar cell is something that's, of course, available and one can get, and so one could imagine that it would be something fairly straightforward. But if some of these insects have to fly into dark places or places where there's not a whole lot of light, which typically is when you have some kind of an incident, then you need other sources. So we looked at specifically two other sources. One, energy that could be harvested from the heat generated by the insect body. Because some of these insects, when they fly, obviously they consume a lot of energy. And in fact, we've made measurements on some beetles, and their body temperature goes up by as much as 10 degrees, which is quite a bit. And so you can then scavenge or harvest energy from that heat. And then the second was potentially from the mechanical forces that they generate when they beat their wings. And in fact, it turns out that you can get a lot of energy from the the wing muscle of these insects because they're quite powerful.
I'm talking to Professor Khalil Najafi. He's the chair of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Michigan College of Engineering. So did you guys then actually create these insect cyborgs?
Of course, we did not, so to speak, other than you know, having insects that did have on them the parts or the pieces from which you could, in our case, of course, harvest energy. So we did some tests, and in fact, the work that we have announced and published shows some of the results of those tests. So our work was primarily aimed at trying to see what, if it was feasible to one, control. And two, control the flight path of an insect, and two, to scavenge or harvest energy from the insect. As I said, the controlling of the flight path was done by a colleague of mine, and the work on harvesting energy was done by my student Erkan Aktaka and myself.
Some people hearing this might think it's a very novel topic or area to research, but it doesn't sound very realistic. I mean, how is the program funded, and is it likely to move forward from this point?
Yeah, so the program has ended at this point, and there's you know, there are different aspects of it that will certainly move forward. Of course, we're interested in the technology for harvesting energy from either mechanical vibrations and sources such as those that you might see on a flying insect, or from heat, and so that technology certainly is going to find its applications find its way into products for building miniature sensors that could be used on all kinds of devices, including eventually a lot of portable electronic devices, cell phones, and so forth. So the technology for sure is going to find its way into many applications.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, in terms of the funding, I'm just wondering who was interested in actually this kind of insect cyborg concept to begin with.
Yeah, that's you know, something to be seen. I think potentially there could be, you know, you can think of little backpacks that one could potentially use on insects if needed. But obviously there might be, I don't know, companies or entities that might be interested in providing, items for emergency responders and so forth. As I said, the work that we've done is really basic research to try to understand whether this could be done or not.
I can't help but imagine that if you can equip an insect with cameras and monitoring equipment, you could potentially weaponize it. Is that something that even came on the radar?
No, not really. The problem is, of course, with insects, you know, the payload that they can carry is very, very, very small. We're talking about, you know, 1 gram or two. So obviously, you know, when you have that small of a payload, it's very difficult to carry anything that could potentially, as you said, maybe have any destructive power to it. At most, I think if we can do anything, it would be to have a, you know, a few sensors, maybe some kind of a camera so you can look into, you know, dark places or tight places.
I see, but in terms of actually creating these types of insects and making one actually exist, that it's not likely to happen anytime soon?
No. As I said, we're really looking to see whether it's possible. Is there enough energy, for example, generated by the body of these insects to do something useful with? And the answer is yes, there's some energy that we can extract. And these days with the advancements in electronics that have been made, you can operate, you know, electronic devices with relatively low power. But to really have some, let's say, insect that is fully instrumented, so to speak, that's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah, I'd like to have an insect to help me power up my cell phone when it starts dying. That would certainly be helpful.
Yeah, that will be a pretty big insect at this point.
Professor Khalil Najafi, the chair of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Michigan College of Engineering, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we'll be right back with more. I am Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.